This Chazar Zeichen Eshel Bachi Chazar Shagav Ram Yehuda Mesechim Nachas Daf Mem Gimel. A Braisa says there's no way to check tchelis, and therefore it can only be purchased from an expert. There is a way to check tefillin, but they still can only be purchased from an expert. Sifrei Torah Mezuzos can be checked, and they can be purchased from anybody. Why does the Braisa say that tchelis can't be checked? We find that Rabbi Yisrael, son of Rabbi Yehuda, would have a way of testing for its authenticity, as would Rabbi Avira as well. Mar says the Braisa means there's no way to know if the dyeing was done l'shma. That's why it has to be purchased from an expert. Mar of Mashke bought tchelis in the times of Rav Achai and tested for authenticity. It passed based on the test of Rav Yitzchak, but failed based on the test of Rav Avira. Rav Achai told him that two tests are meant to complement each other, meaning if it passes Rav Yitzchak's test, there's no need to test for further anymore. If it fails this test, that's when we have to go on to Rav Avira's test. They said from Eretz Yisrael, just like Rav Achai said, Rav Mani was careful to only buy tchelis based on the chumers that we just spoke about. An elder told him this is how the earlier people bought tchelis as well, and it caused them to be successful in their endeavors. A Braisa says if someone buys a talis with tzitzis, with tzitzis already on it from the market, if he buys it from a yid, we can presume that it's kosher. If he buys it from a guy, then if the guy is a merchant, we can assume that he bought it from a yid for resale and it's kosher. But if the guy is a private individual, it's possible. It's kosher when the guy is a merchant, even though the Rabbanan said that one may not sell a talis to a guy unless he first removes the tzitzis. Why taka can a yid sell a talis to a tzitzis with a guy? And for tomorrow, in one place, they explain it as exer that the guy may use it to disguise, dress up like a yid when he's going to a zayna. Rabbi Huda says because the guy will wear it, which will fool a yid into thinking he's a yid, and the yid will then travel with the guy, putting himself into a sakana. Rabbi Huda would put tzitzis on the four-cornered garments of his wife also. Also, when he put on a garment with tzitzis every morning, he would make the bracha of the satay by tzitzis. Remember, by putting on the garments for his wife, on his wife's clothes, putting on tzitzis on his wife's garments, that means he held that it's not a mitzvah association with Mangrama. If so, that means it was a whole night the chi of tzitzis also. So why make a new bracha in the morning? But for the morning, he holds like Rebbe who says that the new bracha is made on tefillin every time you put on tefillin, also even during the same day, even though it's a mitzvah for the whole day. Same thing with tzitzis. If so, in fact, you should make a bracha every time you put on the garment, not just in the morning. As Rebbe Yehuda was a very modest person, he would not remove the garment at all during the day. He made the bracha when he woke up and put it on, when he changed from his pajamas into his daytime clothing. A braisa says all are chayiv in tzitzis. Kahanim, levim, Israelim, gerim, women, and slaves. Rav Shimon says women are potter because it's a mitzvah session. Grama, and women are potter from mitzvah seishas man grama. Now it seems obvious that kahanim levim israel machayev. After tomorrow, we would think that through smuchim we should learn shatnas and tzitzis and say that only someone who's chayev and shatnas is chayev and tzitzis. And since kahanim are for them, it's not also shatnas because they wear the big day kahuna, so maybe they're not chayev and tzitzis. For example, why does Shimon say that it's a mitzvah seishas man grama? After tomorrow, Braisa says ur isam oisai comes to exclude a nighttime garment from the mitzvah of tzitzis. You can't say that it excludes the garment of a blind person because the pasuk says Asher Techasaba, which comes to include the garment of a blind person. It makes more sense to include the garment of a blind person because it's seen by other people, whereas nighttime garments cannot be seen by anybody. The Rabbanon Darshan Asher Techasaba to teach that five-cornered garments are chayiv and tzitzis. They Darshan the Re'isam Oisai to teach that by looking at the tzitzis you can be reminded of Kriya Shema. The reason is the earliest time for reading Kriya Shema is in the morning, when there's enough light to see, to be able to differentiate between the white strings and the tchelis strings of the tzitzis. They also may use it for the drush of another braisa that says, but by looking at tzitzis, one is reminded of the mitzvah of shatnes, which is written right next to the pasuk of tzitzis. Another braisa dash in the pasuk of Re'isam Oisai Zuchartam is called mitzvah Hashem, to teach that once one is chayiv in tzitzis, he becomes chayiv in all the other mitzvahs in the Torah that apply by day. This follows Rav Shimon, who says that one is only chayiv in tzitzis during the day. Another braisa dash in the pasuk to teach that the mitzvah of tzitzis is equal to all other mitzvahs in the Torah. Another braisa says, Re'isam Oisai Zuchartam Va'asizam teaches that seeing leads to remembering, remembering leads to doing. Rav Shimon Yechai says, whoever is careful with this mitzvah is zeichet to greet the Shechina. Talking about Vaita, Braisa says, the Yidin are beloved, for Hashem has surrounded them with mitzvahs. They have tefillin on their heads and on their arms, tzitzis on their garments, mezuzahs on their doorways. David sang about these. When he entered the bathhouse, however, he realized that he lacks all these mitzvahs. When he realized he still had the mitzvah of Mila with him, he was happy. And when he left the bathhouse, he sang regarding the mitzvah of Mila. Rabbi Yezim Yaakov Dashim Sukkim, whoever has tefillin on his head and his arm, and tzitzis on his garment, and a mezuzah on his doorway, there's a presumption that he will not do an Avera. A Braisa says, Rabbi Meir asked, why is the color of tchelis special? Why was that chosen for the mitzvah of tzitzis? He said, the color of tzitzis reminds us of the yam, of the sea, which reminds us of the heavens, of Shemaim, which reminds us of the Kiseh HaKavod, based on Psukim. A bride says, the punishment for not fulfilling the white strings of tzitzis is greater than the punishment for not fulfilling the mitzvah of tchelis for tzitzis, because getting white strings are easier to do. It's like a mashal to a king who ordered one person to get him something that's very easily gotten, another person to get him something which is more difficult to get. So neither of them got what they were supposed to get. Obviously, the person who was charged with getting the more easily obtained thing will get punished more severely. A brisa says, Rav Meir would say, a person is obligated to make 100 brachas every day based on a drasha of a pasuk. Rav Chiya, the son of Avia, would make sure to smell a lot of besamim and eat sweet things on Shabbos and Yom Tov to help him reach the 100 brachas. A brisa says, Rav Meir would say, a person is obligated to make 3 specific brachas each day. Shasani Yisrael, Shalo Yasani Isha, Shalo Yasani Bur. Rav Achabayakov would tell his son to say, Shalo Yasani Ovid in the place of Shalo Yasani Bur.